This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
And perhaps the happiest guest at the wedding was Eric Staal, who now gets to play with his brother again. It's Eric, it's Deb and EJ in New York. Tell us what this wedding scene was like when you got the word that the trade had been completed.
Well, it was a little bit more difficult for Jordan and his wife at that time than anybody else. I mean, for me, I was pretty excited. I knew what had occurred, and I was excited for him to join me. He had a big group of his teammates there, so he's a little bit emotional. And anytime you get traded, it's difficult, and it came as a bit of a shock. But knew that something could happen, and then obviously when it did, it's a bit of an emotional roller coaster, which I'm sure his whole wedding day was to begin with. And it was one of those things where you go from extreme high to traded to a lot of different emotions going on. So he settled in, and once he kind of sat back, I think he was pretty excited, and now moving forward. So pretty cool for me and for us.
Well, it is. I mean, the worst case scenario here, he's got a great story to tell everybody for years to come. I mean, not very many people get, that are pro athletes get traded on their wedding day. What was the timeline? I mean, what time did the actual wedding take place and the reception? I mean, when did everybody start to hear? When did Jordan, I guess he must have been the first to hear. When did that news break? Was it at the reception? I mean, where was it in terms of time in the day?
Yeah, it was at the reception. The nuptials at 1 o'clock that day. We did some pictures, with the wedding party and with family. And then at the reception, we just said enjoyed a great dinner. and then I think we were waiting on dessert. And then our agent actually came up and told Jordan the news of what happened, and kind of went from there. So it kind of started to stir about the room. And with technology nowadays, everyone was checking their phones, and had it figured out pretty soon right after that. And it was interesting, a little hectic at the moment, but everybody settled in. It was a great night after that, for sure.
So now he's going to be moving to Raleigh and coming to live in Carolina. I guess the most important question is, do your wives get along?
Yeah, they do. They get along very well. So that was, she was excited. I mean, a new chapter in their lives together, getting married. And then now they get an opportunity to, start in a new place. And they're excited about that. And my wife is excited as well. So pretty cool all around. And just looking forward to next season starting.
All right. So hockey-wise, what will it be like, do you think? And can you imagine playing with them? And what do you think it'll be like?
Well, we had an elite player. He's a top centerman in the league. He's a big, strong. He's got a lot of character in his game, and he won a Stanley Cup. There's so many great things with his game, and I think he's still so young. He's still developing. He's still getting better. I think he's going to get more of an opportunity on the offensive side of the game. Probably a little bit more power play time. He's going to be counted on a lot more offensively to produce. And those are all challenges that he looks forward to, and I look forward to seeing him, go through as well. So, he adds another element to our team. We've, added another lead player. Not only is my brother, but he's a good player in this league. And, anytime you can add that to your team, it's going to help. And that's exciting for our fan base and for us as a team.
Eric, how do you, the hockey season, as you know, is so long, and there's a lot of bumps and, kind of hills and valleys, the whole thing with a long season. But do you envision him being there as you being the center and him being the center? I heard some talk about the idea of maybe you playing on a line together with maybe you moving over the wing. How do you see it in a perfect world? Do you see it both being kind of one and two up the middle?
Yeah, I think those are things that I'm sure will be talked about and tinkered with as the season, starts and we go on through training camp and then exhibition in this regular season. But, ideally, either him one or me one or, 1-2 down the middle, I think makes us real strong. But, if they think that we, have a better opportunity, putting us together on the same line, I'm totally up for, playing the wing or vice versa, I'm sure. So, I think we've added another piece to our team, and I think I'm pretty sure they're still looking into adding some more, and if we can do that, we're going to be a real threat here in the Eastern Conference, and that's exciting for me and for him and for everybody with the Carolina Hurricanes. So look forward to continuing on and looking forward to the season starting.
Your general manager, Jim Rutherford, said he reached out to Ray Shiro when the Penguins season ended and said that he had some interest in Jordan. How long have you known that this might be a possibility, or how long have you wanted this to be a possibility?
Well, I just knew because of his contract situation and obviously knowing that, you know, he was up after next season and Sid was up after next season and Malkin, you know, I think the year after that. So, I mean, they had some decisions to make. They've obviously got some highly talented centermen and, you know, it was, you know, a decision that Jordan had to go through. I knew, you know, there would be some interest, obviously, from other teams and I'm glad that Jim Rutherford was also interested. And, you know, for me, you know, since he broke into the league, I've wanted to play with him. And, you know, now that Jim was able to work that deal with Ray and get him to us, it's exciting for me. And, you know, I think he's got a bright future with the Carolina Hurricanes ahead of him.
Well, now you guys can start working on getting Mark from the Rangers. and also, I got to say, congratulations. You had your holding. You gave us a little bit of a tip before we came on with you. You were holding your six-month-old there. It's your second child, and he was obviously very well-behaved because we didn't hear a peep from him during this interview.
I lucked out. My wife just walked in the door, and she came back. So I passed him off. So I lucked out, but it was good.
All right.
You should have just taken credit. Oh, yeah, he was so quiet.
Yeah,
the whole time.
I had complete control.
I can't take credit. She's a saint with those two boys, so I can't take too much credit.
All right, well, that's great. Well, tell her she's halfway there with the with the two boys. Thank you so much. We're looking forward, really looking forward to seeing you and Jordan play together next year.
All right, so am I. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, that's Eric Staal.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.